Welcome to Chicago Blackhawks Professional Hockey on the Blackhawks Radio Network.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mark. Let's get to work.
Here with your Hawks pregame is Andy Mazur.
This is Chicago Blackhawks Hockey, tonight from the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's the Chicago Blackhawks visiting the Winnipeg Jets. As we welcome you into the FanDuel Sportsbook Blackhawks pregame show, good evening, Blackhawks fans. It's Andy Mazur, and we're here in our downtown Chicago studios. The Hawks taking the ice tonight, trying to forget about their last game. That was a loss to the Hurricanes at home Wednesday night. A game they led and then didn't. Seth Jones summed it up this way.
We keep shooting ourselves in the foot, and we have to be able to lock it down and make simple plays and not beat ourselves. And that's what you see happening through these first 10 games. We're beating ourselves. And we're giving up free chances. We're giving up way too many admin rushes. And, guys are skilled. They're gonna end up, making us pay eventually.
As we bring in Paul Capanigri now from Winnipeg, it was a tough one at home the other night, Paul. And it's really kind of just that simple. I'm wondering if it's just that simple. You focus on what you're supposed to do. And I guess, in other words, just do your job and the rest takes care of itself.
Yeah, I mean, the mindset part, too, is big. I heard Coach Colleton must have said it 5-7 times, the mindset of when you've got the lead, and are you going for that fourth? You're up 4-1, 3-1. You're going for that fourth goal. You may be trying to make a play that, even Seth said, you're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. Maybe a cross ice pass, maybe a little too dangerous. Maybe keep it up the boards. Just the mentality of keeping it. I don't want to say safe, but just smart. Not to making a risky play when you got a goal or two lead. So I think those are key things, especially when you're playing top-tier NHL teams, where Carolina obviously is at 9-0, and you're running into another team here in Winnipeg that's 6-0 or 5-0-1 in their last six games. So that's a big mentality thing that the Hawks got. It's more consistent, because I think they do it at times, just not at all times, and it's a hard thing to do, but it's something that the Hawks have to do to be successful.
And we'll hear Jeremy Colleton say just that here in just a few moments, but Eric Gustafson kind of verbalized what you and John were talking about the other night too on the broadcast, that next shift after scoring a goal or giving up a goal is the most important shift of the night.
Sometimes we do it well, but sometimes we not taking advantage when we score a goal and the next shift is a huge shift and stuff like that. But I think we talked about like staying together. Whatever happens in the game, we got to focus on our game plan and stuff like that. And we have been better of it lately, but I think it's we have to be better the games coming up here.
Yeah, and it seems like that was a major point of emphasis after the game against Carolina, and rightfully so, because it seems sometimes when a team isn't winning, a guy may try to do too much and get out of his own rhythm, and it sounds like the focus now is getting reined in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, simplicity, right? I think simplicity is a good word to use. And I think when you do score a goal, or even one against, like, everyone comes to the bench, you go through the line of, say, a celebration part, and, the line gets changed, and the next guys that go out, it has to be something that you're talking about as you're going on the ice, verbalizing to each other, hey, let's go. Let's get it deep, get a forecheck, get some offense, get some more positivity going here. Let's keep the ball rolling in our direction. That's something that, hey, until it becomes a more consistent thing, it's something I think maybe verbally should be some part of their game as those next guys talking to each other, say, hey, this is a very important shift. Just a little memory, little toss to the memory just to kind of refresh it and keep that focus. I mean, you have to do that, especially against a team like Winnipeg who can fly up and down the ice.
All right, we mentioned we'll hear from head coach Jeremy Colleton here, and he certainly made sure that message of simplicity and not worrying about the other team was really drilled in everyone's head after the other night. And this morning he made sure that his team remembered what that mindset should be.
Ultimately, the focus still needs to be on our own game and our own approach and our, as we talked about yesterday, our mindset when we're on the ice. And if we do that, then we'll be in the game. We'll have a chance to win. So that'll be our approach.
And, sometimes even with a veteran team, and I know this is a team that's still kind of learning each other with some new parts and some younger players, but every once in a while you kind of need to hear that message again from your coach, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's you just don't want to hear it too often. Yeah. I think that's maybe the biggest problem so far for the Hawks. And, hey, you're going to have mistakes. They're going to happen in the game. The biggest thing is minimizing them. The team with the fewer mistakes generally is the team that's got the better chance of winning games. So, hey, nobody plays a perfect hockey game, but keep it to a minimum. And when you have time and space, don't make any unforced errors. I think that's a big thing. Is there a couple unforced errors in the game on against Carolina? And when you're playing a team like that, which is very similar in terms of skill and danger here tonight, you can't give them, because those are the ones that usually bite you in the butt.
All right, we need to turn the page. We got to get some positivity here and forget about the fact that Carolina, what happened there. It's time for the Hawks now to face a division opponent in the Winnipeg Jets. They're 5-2-2 this season. They're undefeated, 3-0-0 at home. Hawks forward Mike Hardman, though, assesses the challenges that the Jets will provide to the Blackhawks.
They have a lot of really really good forwards. I know Kyle Connor and Blake Wheeler, those guys who are obviously really good players. And we did some pre-scout on them this morning. They look like a really fast team, and just looking at their power play and all that stuff. So I mean, it should be a good challenge for us. It's the first time I'll be able to play them. So I'll see how it goes tonight. But yeah, it should be a really good challenge. I'm excited for it.
And it's also the first time in a while that the Blackhawks face Winnipeg, a division opponent, because the Jets were not in the division last year during the COVID season. But what are the Jets doing so far this year that's made them so successful?
Well, they're winning at home. First off, they're 3-0 at home. Their power play is really good, top five in the league. Josh Morrissey leading that up top, kind of defenseman that runs it for them. And they're just a big, heavy team. On the roster, it says they don't have a guy under 6 feet. I'll say Nikolai Ehlers is probably closer to 5'11", but he's also one of the fastest skilled players on their team. But they're a big, heavy team. They really play well at home. This building can get really loud, so I think it's simple early for the Hawks, get pucks deep, all that kind of stuff. But the Winnipeg Jets are a tough team. They're missing their goaltender. Connor Hellebuyck is out still, which hopefully the Hawks can take advantage of it, but get pucks on net on Comrie here. See what he's got, because Hellebuyck is an all-star form goalie, so the Hawks are missing that guy, which is nice for him, so take advantage of that.
Paul, let's talk about the roster move that was made yesterday with the recalling of defenseman Nicholas Beaudin from Rockford of the American Hockey League. He also signed forward Reese Johnson back to Rockford, but Beaudin was a guy that really contributed quite a bit last year and didn't get a chance until tonight now to show his stuff here in the NHL.
Yeah, Nick's a smart guy, can skate, sees the ice well. He's he's an offensive-minded guy, but his skating and his hockey sense, and sometimes he's able to slow the game down really nicely. And you're right, he did play last year, and I saw a lot of good stretches from him. So I'm excited for him to get another chance. I think some guys, they go down, and sometimes it's kind of a, it's hard to take, because you're like, I played in the NHL before. I know I can be there. And so I think he's going to come with some jam tonight. He's going to come with some fresh excitement that he's back in the NHL. And guys come up here and they're like, I don't want to go. So I want to do things, whatever I got to do to kind of stay here. And I love his poise with the puck, make that first pass, get the puck up to your forwards, get it up to them, because then it's out of your trouble, out of your zone, get north, go into the offensive zone, and Nick can do that really well.
So Beaudin in, looks like he's going to be paired with Erik Gustafsson tonight. Also a couple of other guys that are in the lineup tonight, Dylan Strome and Adam Gaudette in the lineup, and that can infuse a little energy as well, right?
I think so, and they can bring some offensive energy too. I mean, obviously, Coach Colleton emphasized on defense first, and I think I totally agree with that. You can create offense off of your defense. But, Adam Gaudette played pretty well last week, had a power play goal against Carolina in Carolina. And Dylan Strome is a guy that, his past history has shown he can put points on the board. But what I like about that line is they can, they can skate, Gaudette and Whistle especially, but they're a bigger line. Strome and Entwistle are 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", so they match up well against a bigger team like the Winnipeg Jets, and they can move. So I like that. I don't think that was, the reason, but I think it's working out to where this line, get offensive zone play. You don't have to get goals, but have the play in the offensive zone, work their D, and you never know, you might bang one in, but at the worst case, you're playing an even shift and giving your team a boost by getting some offensive zone time.
And Marc-Andre Fleury getting the starting goal tonight. Two of the last three have been one goal allowed games, and you probably expect nothing less from this guy.
Absolutely. I think we're almost in shock. Like those last two goals on Wednesday night, I'm sure he'd love to have those back. So I'm sure he's primed and poised to have another sharp game tonight. The guy's a pro. He's probably the least of anything the Hawks are worrying about right now coming into this Jets game.
All right, Paul, thanks for the time. Have a great call tonight. We'll talk to you in the first intermission.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up, we're going to go behind the bench as John Weideman will sit down with head coach Jeremy Colleton.
A lot of weapons. There's an old saying in hockey that the best penalty kill is to stay out of the box, right? So that'll be the first thing, to stay disciplined. No offenses, no penalties, no stick penalties. But, we're going to have to kill a couple times, I'm sure.
Blackhawks Hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. By your locally owned Citgo, fueling good. By a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to carry through it all. And by Ditch Witch Midwest. Coming up next, it's John Weideman, head coach Jeremy Colleton. Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN. And welcome back to the FanDuel Sportsbook, Chicago Blackhawks pregame show. It's the Hawks and the Winnipeg Jets for the first time here this season. The Jets undefeated at home, 3-0-0. Blackhawks will try to put a little one column in the loss column for them coming up here later on tonight. And we'll get to the broadcast here in just a few moments. First, who is going to deliver? And it's sponsored by the Cheesy to the Edge crust that changed the game, Jets Pizza. The best Detroit-style pizza on the planet, Jets, because it has to be. And I'm going to be looking at Marc-Andre Fleury. We talked a little bit about him in the opening segment with Paul. But I think he's going to deliver tonight. Two of the last three games that he has been out there for were one goal allowed games. He had the four, obviously, the other night against Carolina, but he scuffled like the rest of the team. Not a lot of defensive help in front of him, but I'm really feeling a bounce-back game for him here tonight as Marc-Andre Fleury will be in goal for the Blackhawks. A couple of other notes about the lineup here tonight. We mentioned that Nicholas Beaudin is in. He is paired, to begin at least, with Eric Gustafson. The other matchups, or the other pairings, it is Calvin DeHaan and Seth Jones. It'll be Connor Murphy and Jake McCabe. And it looks as though now on that fourth line, Adam Gaudette and Dylan Strom, they have drawn in tonight, and they'll be around Mackenzie Entwistle, who will be the center for that fourth line. And again, Marc-Andre Fleury will be in net. Take a look at a couple of games that are going on around the National Hockey League later on this evening. A bunch of late starts, a lot of West Coast action here tonight, and only three other games besides the Blackhawks and the Winnipeg Jets, Rangers and Oilers. A couple of good teams right there. The Rangers coming in with 14 points at 6-2-2. The Oilers at 8-1-0 with 16 points. That'll be at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Also later tonight, the Canucks will host the Predators. Canucks off to a 4-4-1 start. The Predators even up as well at 5-5 from Rogers Arena in Vancouver. And the Coyotes and the Ducks tonight. Coyotes 0-9-1 facing the Ducks at 4-4-3. That'll be from the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. And the Devils and the Kings will round it out tonight. Both teams with four wins. The Devils 4-3-1. The Kings 4-5-1. That'll come to you from Staples Center in Los Angeles. I want to go back to one guy that Jeremy Colleton mentioned during his Behind the Bench segment. And we talked a little bit about him early in the show as well. But that's Mike Hardman, who got a nice little shout-out from Jeremy Colleton. Also, Hardman talking this morning about just taking advantage of this opportunity.
It's a great opportunity for me to be able to play with really good players here and showcase my game. I thought that the first few games, I thought I was, playing really well. I just had to, bear down some of the chances I was getting. And it was nice last game to get rewarded for an assist. But I think just got to keep going here and, keep playing that style that that I bring every game. And, good things will happen.
Yeah, he brings the physicality to that second line with Alex DeBrincat and Philip Kurashev. He was joking a little bit this morning, too, about the older guys, DeBrincat and Kurashev. Yeah, they're older. Giving him some tips and some pointers as the games have gone on. And it's nice to see him kind of assimilate himself into this lineup and that style that he plays. It's not reckless. It's within the framework of the game. And Mike Hardman, a big body out there for the Blackhawks tonight. And he will be on that second line with DeBrincat and Kurashev. Dominic Kubalik, Kirby Dach, and Patrick Kane, the number one line. And the third line will have Brandon Hagel, Jonathan Toews, and Ryan Carpenter. And we mentioned earlier that Adam Gaudette, Mackenzie Entwistle, and Dylan Strome, that is line number three here for the Blackhawks here this evening as they take on the Winnipeg Jets for the first time this season, the first time in a couple of years, too, because of the COVID situation last year. They were not in the Blackhawks division. That will do it for our pregame show. I will be back after period number one to give you a recap there, and we'll talk to Paul as well. But in the meantime, we're going to send you out to Winnipeg in just a moment. John and Paul are standing by for the Chicago Blackhawks and the Winnipeg Jets. First time this season for this matchup, it'll be Marc-Andre Fleury in net here for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks hockey right here on 720 WGN.